Hello, glowers. In case you're wondering what we do here, this is your one-stop podcast for all things beauty, lifestyle, love, mindset, career, and elevation. Welcome to the podcast with your host, Mabel Duke. Here, we're all about growing and glowing. Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to be speaking with you again. It just feels like this is my space. You know, I feel like I'm really talking to you guys, and you guys kind of hear me loud and clear. So first of all, thank you all so much for the love on the first episode. Like, I cannot believe the reception that I got from the first episode. You know, of course, when something is new and when you give birth to something, there is just a bit of, I don't know, it's sort of like you're trying to manage expectations. And in as much as you don't want to have more expectations, you also don't want to put so much expectation on people, just due to like maybe the fear of being disappointed or whatever it could be. But honestly, you guys showed up and showed out, and I'm just here like, what? But honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I say a huge thank you. My heart is full just knowing that people are listening, even if it's one person, 10 people, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, you know, and one day so many more numbers. But of course, the focus is not on the numbers, but it does gladden my heart to know that we are reaching numbers regardless of what the numbers are. For everyone who has followed us on Instagram, no bars. Thank you so much. Thank you for connecting with us. And I think even just above all, I'm so thankful for the reviews that you guys have sent in. Like, I was not even asking, and people were in my DMs just talking about how much this resonates with them, how they love this bit and they love that bit, what they want us to talk about. And I'm like, you guys, I'm a very emotional person. So this love, keep pouring into it, but just in case I cry, just know that you guys caused me to cry. So thank you so much, glowers. I think that's our name now, is it? Maybe, I don't know. Guys, let me know what you think, but I think that's our name. If you are not actually subscribed to the podcast, please do that. So when I say like follow the podcast or subscribe to the podcast, it's also different from like just following on Instagram, right? So of course there's Apple Podcasts, there's Spotify, there's Google Podcasts, and so many other platforms. But whatever platform you're using to listen to us, there is usually like a plus button or a follow button on the podcast app itself. And so what that does is immediately we have a new episode released, you will just be notified like instantly. Your phone is going to go off and say, hi, the Growing and Glowing podcast with Mabel Duke has dropped a new episode. It just pops right up on your phone. You get to be one of the first people to actually listen to it. So yeah, that's a quick what do we call the segment? I think we can call this segment like housekeeping PSA, whatever that is. But that's what that part was about. Let's just get that out of the way, you know, all the fun cute stuff. So once again, thank you guys so much. I love you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Above all, thank you for sharing. Like, this honestly, like, the way the numbers were just growing when people were sharing, thank you so much. My aim is that this gets to people that don't even know who I am, right? It's not really like yeah, I'm thankful for my friends who share it, but like trying to reach people who don't even like, they don't identify with me, they're not listening to this because it's me, right? That's really what this is about. So I hope you guys took notes from the last episode that you're actually implementing one or two things. I know that we might be slacking here and there, it happens. Even I have really been struggling recently, just going through a lot of burnout, but it's Q2 and it's been an opportunity to sit down, reevaluate my goals, reevaluate the things that I did in Q1, things that I need to work on. For instance, something that I'm trying to improve on is paying attention to intricate and just little details. Something that I really noticed I flopped with, even though, let me use the word flop, right? Something that I sort of slacked on a bit in Q1. Something I'm working on a lot more now. I've put down to work on a lot more now in Q2. Just paying attention to details, crossing my eyes, dotting my teeth. I hope that we're all doing things like that, taking in notes and thinking about the things that we missed out on and what we can sort of do better in Q2. Please remember that at the end of Q2, it's going to be 6 months down, like 6 months would have gone by the end of Q2. So I don't know, but if you're slacking, please jazz up and don't slack, stand on business. All right, enough of all that PSA. Today we're going to talk about high achievers. I know some of you are hearing this and you're cringing, or some people are just like, am I a high achiever? I'm not sure I'm even supposed to listen to this episode. Like, am I a high achiever? But I honestly have a strong feeling that if you're even listening to this podcast, you're most likely a high achiever. I feel like people who listen to valuable podcasts have a tendency to be high achievers. Like, what else would make you want to listen to a valuable podcast if you're not a high achiever? So there's a very high tendency that you are a high achiever. And so today what we're going to be talking about is high achievers and how to combat the feeling of feeling like you're never doing enough. I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but I'm sure it does. It happens to me almost all the time. With high achievers, it's like you're doing so much. Other people think you're doing well, but you never think you're doing enough, right? So before we even just get into that, let's find out who exactly is a high achiever. So being a high achiever typically refers to someone who consistently sets ambitious goals, high goals, whatever the case may be, for themselves, and you work diligently to accomplish them, or at least you try to work diligently to accomplish them. There are certain common characteristics of high achievers. You set pretty ambitious goals. You challenge yourself in all areas. That's in your career, in your education, personal development, your health, your relationships. You just set the high goals and that's it. You don't have low standards. You have high standards. Even, for instance, if you're a lady, most likely you are a high achiever if the sort of man you want is a high value man. You just don't settle for mediocrity. You're not here for the men that are trying to play games and, you know, do let's go with the flow. It's just not you. And for the men as well, you are most likely a high achieving man if you just don't settle for any sort of woman. You know that you want a woman that just comes with a lot of substance, woman that comes with what they call it, timber and caliber. These are just a few of the characteristics. You're also a very driven person. You're pretty persistent. Even when it seems like you're doing enough, your drive is on 100. You will fall, and you will get up. You know that meme that says, stagger, 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 that thing? It's like you're staggering, but you will get up because your drive is so much stronger than you staggering. So you're always willing to put in effort. You're super hardworking, or maybe you're not even hardworking. You could possibly be a lazy person or still be a high achiever, to be honest. But we'll get into that later on. You're also someone who is pretty resilient. You don't really give up in the face of challenges and setbacks. You might be discouraged a bit, but you're likely to just use those things as learning opportunities to bounce back. You are also pretty time conscious, or at least you try to manage your time. And what I mean by this is if you see yourself maybe scrolling too much on the internet, a high achiever is someone who most likely is going to call themselves back and be like, girl, you have spent 30 minutes just scrolling endlessly. you're someone who just wants to always learn things, and it doesn't have to be through formal education, it could be through informal education. So that's why I said, for instance, someone who is listening to this podcast is most likely a high achiever, because it's such a valuable podcast. You are most likely someone who loves to listen to or watch valuable YouTube videos, or just listen to people who have so much value and common sense to give out. You're also probably a self-disciplined person as well. So if this sounds like you, sprinkle, sprinkle, you're most likely a high achiever. Some other common traits of high achievers is, if you think back about when you were in school, and I'm going to use myself as a good example, if this resonates with you, please let me know. I think the moment I knew that I was sort of like a high achiever was in secondary school, not even in primary school. I don't know, I sort of settled for mediocrity, and I didn't really find myself or know who I was in primary school anyways. When I look back sometimes, I just cannot even believe that that girl is me or was me, because we're so different. But back to what I was saying, right? I think especially in senior secondary school, the moment I knew I was a high achiever is because I was doing quite a number of things, and I just knew that I always wanted to do well across board. I didn't care. I wanted to exceed in everything that I set my hands upon to do. So I was part of the athletics team. I was actually running, and not just running for fancy. I was representing my school in other competitions. So athletics, I was there, and I knew that I wanted to do so well in my races and just in sports in general. And then I was also aiming to do really well in my academics. Now, not just really well, like I wanted to get straight distinctions across board in all my subjects. I wanted to be the top 30, top 40, like that was the kind of mindset I had. So in secondary school, we had over 300 or about 300 students in 1 year groups. That's like, let's say, the whole of SS2. And with everything that was going on in my life, I was there still aiming to be top 30 in the set, top 20, top 40. Like, that was just me. I wasn't going to settle for just having a C in a subject. Having C's in subjects in secondary school, it made me honestly feel like I was failing and failing woefully. I could cry myself to sleep. So for me, that was sort of when I knew that I was a high achiever. I remember even in some subjects, having a B, it just didn't make any sense to me. Like, why am I having a B in this subject? Unless it's math, then I know that I've done well, because I'm just not a math girly. Then with all of this going on, I still wanted to, I was participating in a volunteer service, a group, a community, something called Youth Help Youth. It was a charity organization that we were running in school, and we had fundraising and just so many activities we were doing to raise money and to help charities and just do good work. In addition to this, I think at some point I was the vice president of the debating society. Don't quote me, please. If you went to secondary school, don't quote me, but I think that's what I was. I knew I had a high position regardless, in the debating club or debating society. And then, of course, I still wanted to have high standards with my friends. I still wanted friends that were very valuable to me, which I did have. I still wanted to, like, you know, be that girl in church. I was also part of Model United Nations. I was just doing quite a number, and I don't really classify myself as a jack of all trades, but I just know that with the things I do put my hands into, I want to achieve and do well in them. So that was that in secondary school. And then I saw that regardless of all of this, I was actually doing well across board. University came and I noticed the same thing sort of continued. And so whenever I was only doing one thing, I never really felt adequate. I just felt like, how can I just be studying? So in as much as I was studying university, I remember starting with my first year on a first class, just always wanting to achieve high goals. Of course, I did not finish with a first class because you just cannot do 1,000,001 things and want to do extremely well across board. It's such a Herculean task. And in addition to this, a lot of you don't know, but at some point I worked two jobs in university. I remember that there was even a time that back in my teaching days, when I had just started, actually, I took this job in Aja, and my uni was on the mainland. Just didn't make any sense, basically.
So, of course, with characteristics like this comes the pressure to perform. As a high achiever, there is such a huge pressure to perform, huge pressure to do well in so many different areas of your life. And sometimes the pressure might come from other people, but a lot of times as a high achiever, the pressure is more internal. You are most likely the one putting all this pressure on yourself. And so even when you may be slacking in one area, you always feel like you have to perform. You feel like you have to do so well in that area because you are already so hard on yourself. You're such a high achiever. This then leads to imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome shows up when you step into rooms and you just feel like, yes, you're a high achiever, but you might be doing well, but because you're not doing well in accordance to whatever definition of success you think success is in that area of your life, you then begin to have questions like, am I a fraud? Do I even belong here? Especially when people sort of notice something that seems like a lack or an inadequacy in you. You then begin to question and wonder if you're even good enough and if you even deserve to be in that room or to be in that space that you are in. And trust me, I experienced this so much. And so whenever I notice things like this happening, I always have to sit down and ask myself, what are these feelings of inadequacy that I'm feeling? Are they even legitimate feelings, or is all of this just up in my head? So I always have to accept that where I am is where I should be. And even if where I am is not where I should be, because there are moments in time where you are actually in a place where, or you're at a level where you're actually not supposed to be at that level. And it's okay to accept that as well. But it's super important that you are able to understand that what you are doing is either it's enough for the most part, because you are a high achiever, there's a very high tendency that what you're doing is actually enough. But you've put so much pressure on yourself to even do so much better. Now, I always make sure that I analyze the facts. And when I say I always, trust me, I'm not always doing these things, but analyzing the facts is super important. I think it was just last week or 2 weeks ago, I started having a feeling of imposter syndrome creeping in. I'm like, oh my gosh. And this is because I got a query at work. And so I started wondering if I was even deserving to be in the position that I was in. Like, how can I be making these mistakes? Do I even deserve to be here? Like, are these people going to find out that I'm a fraud? Is it obvious that I'm not even good at what I'm doing? And at some point, I had to stop myself and stop my mind from just running wild and say, Mabo, analyze the facts. What are the facts? Look at the facts, not what your heart is telling you, not what your mind is telling you. The facts speak louder, and facts don't lie. Facts are basically truth. Facts are proof of work. So I had to sit and go back to the work that I've done before and say, this is proof of work. This shows that I do know my onions and I deserve to be in this space. I know what exactly I'm doing. And yes, I've messed up a little bit. Yes, I've made mistakes, but I'm human. That does not take away from the fact that I deserve to be seated in this position right now. The facts show that I'm doing enough and that I am on the right path towards where I need to get to. And so something that I then recommend you do right after that is to recognize the importance of self-compassion and self-care. Take care of yourself, be compassionate, give yourself a break. Be nice and cute with your mind as well. I don't know if this happens to everybody else, but I think that as high achievers, we're most likely overthinkers as well. So this is obviously a recipe for disaster. So please make sure that as a high achiever, you are super self-compassionate and you're taking care of yourself as well. And then make sure that you cultivate a healthy relationship with success. What exactly is your definition of success? Ensure that this definition is not other people's definition. Is success to you buying that house, or is it other people's definition of success? Is success to you buying a BMW, or is it other people's definition of success? Because for some of you, what you actually want is a Range Rover. But because other people's definition of success is a Benz, now you think that having a Benz is the definition of success. For you, maybe what you really genuinely just want is a simple Toyota car. But other people's definition of success is driving a Benz and driving a G-Wagon. So please identify what exactly is your definition of success. For some people, your definition of success right now is that you just want to graduate from university. Now, if you're not able to identify and hold on to what your definition of success is, you are going to think that people getting married is your definition of success, and you're going to, of course, feel inadequate. Because you are still in university, like other people getting married should not faze you, but it fazes you because you have not sat down to define what success is to you. So anything that looks like success to other people suddenly becomes success to you. And this was so important to me in my life because I got to a point where I realized that for me, a major like part of what success is family. And especially with me wanting to have my own family, coming home to my loved ones is my definition of success right now. As much as I love having a thriving career and, you know, having just winning and doing amazing things at my job, I have also come to terms recently as I'm getting older in life that is not the epitome of success to me. I want to do well in those aspects of my life as well, but at the end of the day, I've also just realized that that does not give me long-term joy and long-term peace. Therefore, I would like to focus on the things that are truly success to me. And so, in as much as I want to achieve in my career and in my professional life, I have now come to terms with the fact that getting a promotion, yes, it gives me a temporary high and I feel like I'm achieving my dreams and that's great, but it's truly not my holistic view of success for me, to me. Now, this may not be you, but sit down and understand what exactly success is to you. Otherwise, whenever you actually hit milestones, you're going to always constantly overlook those milestones because you don't even know what exactly success is to you. Now, another thing that you really need to do is understand the value of focusing on personal growth, focusing on fulfillment and well-being rather than external markers of success. And as we round off this episode, I just want to sort of speak to all the high achievers. Your dreams are valid and it is extremely important and amazing that you want to thrive. You deserve to thrive. You deserve to do well in everything that you set your mind upon to do. So surround yourself with fellow high achievers. Otherwise, if you surround yourself with people who are not high achievers, you will always feel like you are doing too much. And I relate to this 100%. I remember back then, a few years back, maybe a couple of years back, there's this guy that I used to talk to back then, and I think I was still in uni then, and I had gotten this internship, and I was talking to him about all the stress I was going through with the internship and all, and I remember him just being on the phone, and he was like, why are you putting yourself through all of this stress? It's not even, so basically in uni, or in the uni I went to, you're meant to start internships from your third year of uni. And I think at this point, I was either in my first or my second year. And he was just like, why are you even interning right now? You're putting yourself through so much unnecessary stress. You don't have to go through all this stress. Why can't you just enjoy your holiday like the rest of us? I remember just getting off that call and feeling like I was too much for this man. Oh, he wasn't a man at the time, right? I just felt like, oh my gosh, I was too much for him. But over time, I realized that no, I was just a high achiever and he wasn't. Simple. If I was speaking to a guy who was clearly a high achiever, he would have understood the importance of me taking up that internship, whether or not my uni had asked me to take it up, because that internship led me to getting full-time jobs while being in university. And it was pretty short-sighted. So he could not see the value in what I was doing at the time. I really hope he's not listening to this podcast, but if you are, it's not you that I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody else. But anyways, that is just, I know that just helps you understand that it's so important to surround yourself with other high achievers, because it helps to also keep you on your toes. It helps you to see that when your fellow high achieving friends are achieving their dreams, that means that you are also going to achieve yours. You're also on the right path. You guys are constantly encouraging each other and things are just going to get better from there. Also, just remember that your dreams are big and they are extremely valid. If they don't scare you enough, then you need to start dreaming again. And please, I'm speaking to the high achievers. If your dream is not scaring you, and that's fine, that's okay as well. So please don't shrink your dreams and don't shrink yourself to fit other people. It's better for you to try and fail than for you to live with the regret of never trying. I have tried a business before that didn't go really well. I don't think it's that it went badly, but I wasn't yielding enough profit for the amount of stress I was going through, and it just wasn't adding up. But guess what? I don't regret that at all, because I have tried entrepreneurship and I know what that looked like. Would I try it again in the future? Maybe. But at least I was able to learn from that experience. So try. But like, don't be scared of trying. Don't be scared of failing. It's better that you fail than for you to live with the thoughts or the regrets of never trying nothing at all. And also to my high achievers, being a high achiever does not mean that you're also going to achieve all your dreams. Let me shout that out, you know, for the people at the back. A lot of high achievers, contrary to what people think, are actually very lazy people. I don't know if I want to say I identify as one, but what I've taken to combat this is to be a smart worker and not necessarily a hard worker. So please bear in mind that there are lots of people who are high achievers who did not achieve their dreams. Both are hard. Let's just choose which hard we want to fall under. So choose wisely. Choose your hard wisely. And above all, don't let other people's definition of success define what success is to you. Figure out what success is to you as a high achiever and keep going after what you want. Your ambition, your drive, your resilience is going to get you somewhere, and that's all that matters. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please let me know if you notice any difference in the audio. I really hope that you notice something different. I hope that the audio is clearer. I hope that there's just a lot less noise. I can't wait to speak to you guys again in the next episode. Till then, please don't forget to share the podcast to your fellow high achievers and even to people who you don't think are high achievers. You really never know who needs to hear or listen to this. Love you guys. Bye.